Sylvain, dis 'n musiekspel deur Steven Suyter wat weer op 'n vorige werk in die laat 19de eeu gebaseer is. Vertel vir ons oor hierdie historiese verwysing.
Spring Awakening was written in 1891 by Frank Wedekind, a German playwright. It was his first major play and is considered one of the most foundational works in the modern history of theater. Because of its brilliant depiction of the blossoming of adolescent sexuality, the awakening of the self as an individual and a young adult. And of course, due to its controversial subject matter, the play was banned and censored and was only put on in the 1920s eventually, where it still caused a lot of controversy.
En waaroor handel Spring Awakening?
It follows a group of school children in a small German provincial town where clearly religion is an indoctrination and adults rule the world. It is such a sensitive work in the sense that it has really captured the essence of adolescence. The ability for a young adolescent to discover themselves and each other while their sexuality awakens, but also their sense of self and identity awakens. The lead characters are Wendla Bergman, Melchior Gabor, and Moritz Stiefel, and the rest of the company are the supporting cast, who are the friends of these three leads. Spring Awakening does not shy away from themes which are difficult and controversial. It looks at teenage anxiety. It looks at parental pressure. It looks at educational pressure in a system where a child who may not be cut out for such a system really struggles with a sense of self. It looks at mental illness. It looks at depression. It looks at suicide and abortion, all these themes, but done in the most extraordinary way, and particularly when it was turned into a musical in 2006 with a most exceptional rock indie score that was composed by Duncan Sheik with a book and lyrics by Steven Slater.
Hierdie stuk het heelwat toekennings en pryse ontvang.
Yes, the revival of Spring Awakening as a musical garnered several awards, in fact, 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Direction, Best Book, Score, and Featured Actor. The production garnered 4 Drama Desk Awards, and its original cast album received a Grammy Award. So this is no small matter. It is the most exceptional privilege to be able to have directed Spring Awakening for the stage in South Africa, and looking forward to sharing it with audiences here, because the themes are timeless as spring itself is, and we really, really are excited for adolescents and people of all ages really to experience this seminal work.
Sylvain, daar's 'n paar baie aktuele temas in die werk. Kan jy daarvan opnoem?
It's crazy to think that some of these themes that were written about so long ago in 1891 were themes that adolescents were grappling with then and still grapple with now. And one of the main reasons for that the channel between parents and their children isn't open. And so these feelings are often bottled. These feelings remain a mystery. These feelings of anxiety, of insecurity, of terror of failing academically, of terror of failing one's parents on any level, at home and at school, and by simply being who you are in life, are themes that continue. And because the channel isn't necessarily open, and if it is, it's very rare for parents to talk about sexual awakening with their children. It's very rare for children to be able to say, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I felt, what do I do with this, how do I avoid that? And I think that that's primarily why Spring Awakening is so crucial to continue as a seminal piece of work that should be watched by every generation over and over again.
Jy gebruik die spelers van Lambda. Wie is hulle?
I am a member of the core faculty at Lambda, which is the Loting and Alexander Musical Theatre Academy based in Cape Town. The school turned 5 years old this year, and it is an extraordinary academy that is training up the very best of talent that is wanting to go into the performing arts industry. So we have a school that is basically forming what we call triple threats: performers who are able to dance, sing, and act. And to celebrate their fifth year, I was approached to direct their first full book musical. And Spring Awakening was, of course, a wonderful choice, because very often musicals are performed by youngsters who are not really old enough to play the roles. Whereas Spring Awakening, this is really the age that these actors in their first, second, and third years, depending on, you know, their strength, could actually enter these roles, and it feels like they're playing their authentic age. For most of them, they're under 21, so adolescence is not that far away for them. And yes, it has been an immense privilege to direct my first musical under the guidance of Lambda's Academy, with a very, very strong team, choreographers Naoline Quinzen and Anna Olivier. We have Amy Campbell, who is our musical director, and our brilliant set designer and costume designer, Neil Griffin.
Marcel Wayne, does a ouderdomsbeperking by hierdie werk?
There is a PG-13 age restriction where parental guidance is advised. And yes, I think the themes of Spring Awakening are really best understood by kids of about 13 upwards, as they start themselves to enter into this phase of adolescence where the body awakens and questions are being asked and their identity is being solidified as young people in the world. There are scenes of suggestive nature, but certainly not graphic. And all of it is done in a style which is beautifully poetic and translates to, I would like to say, a transposed and beautiful understanding of what the body goes through at this age.
And then, tenslotte, what is the speelvak here in Johannesburg?
Yes, we had a Back by Popular Demand season of 4 weeks that ran at the Theatre on the Bay. And then we transfer to Johannesburg's Monte Cassino Theatre, where we premiere from the 12th right through to the 28th of April. Don't miss this production. It is a joy to behold. It stays with you, and it makes a huge difference in the fabric of our lives.